Tonight's daf is daf Chaf Zayin, so we're just two daf away from making a sim, Yitz Hashem. So the Gemara, the last line of Chaf Vav Amin Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Ha-holech l'makom min l'makom, a person's going from one place to the next place, a person who's traveling in essence, and he finds out that someone, a relative of his, dies. So what's he supposed to do? He's on a business trip. If he's able to minimize some of the business he's doing, so he should certainly hold back some of it as possible. But in Malav, if he's not able to, it's going to be a tremendous davar havid for him. So then yigalgel imahen, he's able to work with them. And Rashi explains, if eino oses chor b'fnei atzmo ela im chabur, he shouldn't make any business on his own, but as part of the group, part of the meetings, then he's allowed to participate, again, if it's going to be a tremendous hefsin mamon. So Gemara now says in the very top, Tanu Rabbanan, Meimasai kofen es hamitos, at what point do you turn over the beds? So the Gemara says, Mi shiyotze mi pesach beso. When the dead body, when the mace leaves the house, he exits the house, so then Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's when you start turning over the beds. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishi Yisasim HaGolo, you don't wait until when you close the kever. This machokas in essence is, when does Avelis begin? Does Avelis begin when you start going towards the Levaya, or after the Kavura has been complete? So we, of course, don't do this Bizman Hazeh, but this is important in terms of the Haschalas Avelis. So Gemara has a Maisa Shemes Rabban Gamliel Hazakin. When Rabban Gamliel Hazakin died, Kevin Shiyatsumi Pesach Beso, when the body was removed from the house, Amr Lehem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer then said that Kafu Mitoseichem, now it's time to turn over the beds. The Kevin Shinistam Hagolel. So once they had closed off, they sealed the kever, so then Amr Lehem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, now it's Kafu Mitoseichem, now it's time to flip over the beds. So Amru Lo, they said to Rabbi Yeshua, Kfar Kafino al Pizakin. We already followed the elder, namely Rabbi Eliezer. We did this already when we left the house. So this machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, is the same machlokas we found in the Braisa. This actually happened halach l'maisa at the death of Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara now quotes another Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Meima sai zokvin es amitos be'er Shabbos. So when do you put them right side up? Because we know on Shabbos there is no Avelis b'farhesia, so you have to put the beds back. So at what point do you do this? So the Gemara says, Mina mincha ulemala. So which mincha ulemala? So if you look at Tosfos here, Dibur Maschil mina mincha ulemala, he says, Perish betosfos, harav, that is, de mesaf galei, they are unclear, I mincha gadola, I mincha katana. De mekodem lachain eina yoshevelea, near, so before this, you shouldn't really, you shouldn't sit, before, why not sit before? Before this time, you shouldn't sit on these beds. Nearly the mekan samchu shalol leishav agave kisei v'sapsal, apapi shein raya gemur, the shiny mita, hol v'tzarach kfiyav lo matzino kfiyav v'kisei v'sapsal. So what Tosfos is trying to say here, one hand, there's a suffix at what mincha we're talking about, mincha gdol, mincha ktana. Number two is, a person should not sit on the bed when it's right side up, only when it's flipped over. So he wants to bring a raya. Since you can't flip over a chair, you can't flip over a couch, so then one's not allowed to sit on these during Shiva. So it sounds from Tosfos, the din is not being low to the ground, but the din is to be on the upside, the backside of a bed. Now, since nowadays we don't do that, so we just sit low down in the ground on low chairs. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabba Barhuna, Afa Pikein, even though Eina Yoshev Aleh, even though he's not able to sit down on these beds, Ad Shetechshach, still the lach is you have to put them back to the right way. And again, for that few hours till Shabbos, he can't use them, but they shouldn't be flipped upside down. Ulmatzai Shabbos, when Shabbos ends, when he needs to now continue his Avelis, so the lach is afa pish ein lo leishiv el yom echad, even if he only has one day left, let's say the Sunday is the seventh day, it's getting up from Shiva, he still has to be chozer v'chofe, even though it's only going to be for a couple of hours. Gemara says now another braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, hakofa mitaso, a person flips over the bed, lo mitaso bilvad hu kofa, it's not only his own bed that he flips over, el kol mitos sheyesh lo besoch beso hu kofa, all the beds, in his house, he needs to flip over as well. The Rishon point out whether or not it's a bed that they would sit on, or a bed that they would sleep on, all the beds in the house need to be turned over. Gemara then says, Bryce then says, Vafilu yeshlo esem mitos basar mekomos. Even if he has 10 beds in 10 different places, there's a requirement, kofen es kulon. He needs to flip all of these beds over. Vafilu chamisha achin umeis echad. Let's say you have 5 brothers and one of the brothers die. Kulon kofen. All the brothers need to do flip over the beds. So then ain't tzirich lekvosa. If it was a bed that was used to place kalim, I don't know, picture something that wasn't used to sleep on, wasn't used to sit on, so then there is no requirement to flip that type of bed over. So the Gemara says now, dargash ein tzarech lechvosa. This type of bed, one does not need to turn over. Elazokva, you can keep it the right way. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, dargash matyas karbitav hu nofel me'ilav. He says, even though you don't flip over a dargash, you still untie the different ropes that were holding it up and then let it fall to the ground. So my dargash, what in the world is a dargash anyways? So Amar Ula, arsa degada. It's apparently a type of bed that was for mazel. It was like a living room couch that no one is supposed to use. It was just for mazel of some sort. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabba, el me'at, if that's the case, gave melech, with respect to a king. The Tana and the Mishnah says, kol ha'am subim al ha'aretz. When the king is being fed his sutas havra, so the whole nation sitting on the floor, v'meisiv al ha'dargash, and he sits on this dargash. Now, mi ika mide da'ad ha'inna lo osvine v'hashim osvine le. If you're telling me this dargash was never used, it was simply used as a bed of mazel, whatever that means exactly, so suddenly when it comes to the Sudas Havra, he sits on a dargash, which he never sits on otherwise? So very unlikely that's what the dargash is then. Dargash is something that would be commonly used. So then what's pshat with the dargash? So the Gemara says, maskevla Ravashi. Ravashi says, my kushi, what's the problem? There's no different than eating and drinking. Up until this point, before he became an avel, no one fed him food, no one brought him any food and drink. But now he is a mourner, he's an avel, so his friends are bringing food and drink. So we see that's a lot changing because he's an avel. So even though normally he doesn't sit in a dargash, it's very likely and possible that when he's an avel, he does sit in a dargash, and there is no kasha. But Eli kasha, if you want to ask a question, Hakasha, you should ask the following question. The Braisa tells us, dargash ain't a tzarech lekvosa. You don't have to turn over a dargash. Elazokfo, you leave it right side up. V'arsa degada. Now, if it's a bed that was meant for a mazel, so then amai ain't a tzarech lekvosa. So then if it's for mazel, so why wouldn't you have to flip it over? Why would you put a limitation and leave the dargash as is? So the Gemara says, Hatani, the Braisa says, that Hakofa mitaso, lo mitaso bevad hukofa, ela kol mitos shieshlo besoch beiso kofa. He needs to turn over all the beds. So Vadargash is a mita. Granted, it's not a mita that they would use, but it's still a mita. The Braisa says all the mitos, without any limitations, have to be flipped over. So the Gemara says, my kushu, what's the question from that Braisa? Didn't we say above that if there's a bed that was used specifically to hold kalim, that you don't have to flip it over? So why should dargash be any different? Ditanya, im ha'isa mita miuchadish lekalim, if it was designated for the use of kalim, then eino tzarech lekvoso. So along the same lines, why can't we say a dargash, which was used simply for decoration purposes or maybe for mazel, that also doesn't need to be flipped over? Only beds that are used to sleep on or to sit on. So there is no difficulty with saying that the dargash doesn't need to be flipped over. So Eli Kash, if you want to ask a question about the sugi of dargash, Hokash, ask the following question. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, a dargash matir karbitav hunofil me'elav. He said that the beds used to have these ropes going across to have some level of support, so you untie them and then the ropes fall to the ground. Now, v'isak adaitach arsa degadev, it's simply a bed that was there for some level of mazel. My karbitin isle. So why does it have any ropes? It shouldn't have any ropes. Ropes are only there to support someone or something on top of it. If it was simply there for decoration, what's the need for these ropes? So the Gemara says, Ki asa Rabin, when Rabin returned back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amr Leh, he said, Hahum mirabanan, there's a certain Rav, the Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arava Shmei, that was his name, that the Havashkiach B'shuka Dil Gadai. He was oftentimes in this marketplace that was used for making leather. My dargash. So they asked him, what's a dargash? He knew what took place in the beds were made from leather. Arsa Ditsala. He said it was a bed made of leather. That's all it is. It's an actual bed that was used, but it was made of leather as opposed to being made from these ropes. So Gemara says, Itmar Nami was also said in a statement, the name of Amar Rebbe Yirmia, dargash serugo mitochal. A dargash, the ropes or the bindings were within, the leather straps were connecting from inside the frame, and a mita, but a bed, seruga al gaba, but the bindings, the ropes went over it. So those who have an art skill, they have the pictures here But we see that there's a difference, that a dargash is made from leather, and the other type of mita, is the regular mita, is made from the ropes that would go over the frames as opposed to inside the frames. And those of an article could appreciate what's going on here. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, we paskin like him, that when one does have a dargash, which is now we know a leather type of bed, you're supposed to just untie the straps connecting to the frames, and it just drops to the ground. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Asi, Mita, Shinaklita Yotzin, the Halacha Zokvin Vidayo. So let's say you have a bed that there are posts that are coming out, and there's a canopy over it, so then one stands it upright, and that's sufficient. You can't really flip it over at all, so therefore, you just, because the posts are in the way, so you kind of flip it over to the side, it seems to me. No? Okay, fine. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanim, Yashan Agabe Kisei, a person who did not turn his bed over, he needs to sleep on a chair. He's not allowed to sleep on a regular bed. Either he flips over his bed and sleeps on the other side of the bed, or he needs to sleep on a chair. Or Agave Udyane, which is some type of a large mortar, it says here. And Gedol Mizu, greater than this, Agave Karka. Or even if not, he should sleep on the ground, which many have a custom to do, Leil Tisha B'Av. That's, I don't think Avelim really do that, but Leil Tisha B'Av, we do have a custom many to do this. Leyatzi Dei Chavasa. So a person, let's say, if he did this, and he slept on the chair, he slept on any of the other things, he did not fulfill his chiyuv. So the Gemara says, well, how could that be the case? Why not? He was very uncomfortable when he slept. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shelo kiyum kviyas hamita. Meaning, yes, he was okay, he was allowed to sleep on the ground, he could sleep on the chair, but he didn't fulfill his chiyuv, the obligation that one has in flipping over the bed. That's not what he fulfilled. But in Echanami, there was no iser for him to sleep on the floor. One could flip over the bed and mekayim the din of kviyas hamita, and then go ahead and sleep on the floor, and that would be certainly fine of fulfilling both obligations of turning over the mita and not sleeping comfortably. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Mechamdin, one is allowed to, when one's an Avel, you could sweep. Umar Bitsin, you could mop the floor. The base Avel, one, this is permitted. Umadichin Karos, you could wash the dishes, Vekosos, the cups, Vetzlochis, Vekitonos, base Avel, all the different dishes you could wash. Vein Mevinas Hamugmar Vesabasamil base Avel, but you can't bring any of the incense or spices into the base Avel. We can't have any Hanaf for that from them, but you can remove anything that's dirty and disgusting. So Aini, is this really true? V'hatani bar kapara, doesn't he ask Ein mevarchin lo ala mugmar v'lo abesamim bebeis avel? So you can't make a bracha on a nice scent in the base avel. So the implication of the statement is that bruchei hudul marvechina, and you can't say a bracha on them, but ha asuyi maisina, but you are allowed to bring these beautiful scents into the house of the avel. Gemara says lokasha ha bebeis ha avel. Depends where it is. When it comes to a place where the Avel was to himself in the back room, let's say, where no Menachem went in the kitchen where he's eating the food, so there you can't bring any Mugmar. But if it's a situation where the Beit Avel is going outside to the outer room, where all the Menachem are coming to visit, so then it is permitted to have some of these spices, but one shouldn't say a bracha on these smells. Okay, the Gnu Mishnah tells us now on the bottom, Ein Molichin LeBeit Avel. A person not allowed to send food to the Beis Avel, lo betavla, he can't send it on a tray, v'lo beiskula, he can't send it in a large bowl, v'lo bekanun, not in a large basket, ela besalam, rather, regular plain baskets don't make a whole commotion, they're very simple baskets one could send. V'ein omrim birkas avelim b'moed, if it's during chol moed, one does not say the bracha of avelim, and Aval omdim b'shur menachmen. But one, when you leave the base of kvaros, one you have this, you would still have the rose, and you would be menachmen as they pass through the rose, leaving the base of kvaros. So potkun et harabim, and then you send them off to the rabbim, and there's no nichma velim in a formal way on chol hamoed. Ein menichin es amita barachov. We don't let the mita stay in the street during chol hamoed. Shulah hargilas ahesbe. We don't want to really encourage any eulogies going on there. So therefore, we have a very quick procession going from the house to the where there's no hesbe there. But they bring it to the base kvaros as soon as possible. Below shel nashim liolam, and we never let a mita of a woman be in the streets because mipnei hakavod, it's not kavodik for her, for the mace, to have that the body being remaining in these streets. That's in general. So Gemara quotes a brisa now. Tanur Rabbanan Barishona initially, Hayumolichan bebeis avel ashirim meklasel shekesef ishalzav. The wealthy neighbors would send the beautiful packages made from gold and from silver to the beis avel. V'aniyim misali nitzarma shel arava klufa, and the poor people would send things made of these wicker baskets, nothing so fancy. V'hayu aniyim espayishim, and the aniyim would be very embarrassed that they gave whatever they could give, and it looked very different than the gold and silver that the rich people were sending. So therefore, in light of this, iskinu sheyu kakol mevin misale nitzarim shel arava klufa mipnei kvodon shel aniyim. So to, out of respect for the aniyim, they made a decree that everyone has to send the same type of, if you will, shalach manos, the same type of gifts to the base. Although this way, there is no level of embarrassment or jealousy. Mar now says that Bryce.
People sometimes send very elaborate food arrangements.
Yeah, not that I'm familiar with. That it seems from here, it is brought down the halacha. I don't remember seeing this. You could take a look if you want. It's near Adei Asim and Taf Aleph. I don't know what's practiced now. I know it's practiced. I don't know why it's not. This halacha isn't practiced.
Yeah. Fruit baskets are yeah. Crazy.
I don't know.
Okay. It seems like according to the Mishnah, he says over here that's the Eim Malich LeBeis HaAvel. He says that's for Sudas Avra. That's for the first Sudah.
Right.
And the Mishnah and the Gemara seems to be saying Tanabana Rishani LeBeis HaAvel is a Stam.
Mm-hmm. It's talking about the Sudas Avra.
Huh?
This is all talking about the Suda Savra.
This is not for the Suda Savra. So maybe if the there's some standard. I don't know what the standard is for that Suda Savra, though. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan Barishona Hayumashkin Bebeis Avel. Initially, they would give drinks to the Beis Avel, and the Ashirin would bring Zechukets Levana, these nice white glass. Vanim Bezechukets Tavua, and the Anim would bring colored glass, which was not as expensive, not as fancy. The poor people would be very embarrassed by this. And in light of this, they said everyone should bring from colored glass cups. Out of respect for the anim. Similar thing, they would initially, when a poor, or rather a wealthy person would die, so they would uncover the face. People would see the face. It looked very nice and it was put together. But the faces of the anim, they were covered because they were their faces were black, and because of the famine that they're going through, so they covered up the face. It didn't look so covered. The anim would be embarrassed because their faces were covered and the ashim's faces weren't covered. So again, they said everyone's face should be covered. Out of honor for the anim. And again, Barishon initially, Hayumotzin Ashirin Bedargash, he would take out the wealthy people in a very nice dargash, a nice bed made of leather. Vani and the poor people would simply go out in Bechlicha, just a regular type of coffin. Vayuaniyim Espaishim, and again, the Niyim would be embarrassed by this. And Hiskinu Sheyu Akol Motzin Bechlicha, everyone goes out in the same type of wooden coffin. Mipnei Kvodon Shalaniyim. Again, we have a few more of these. They placed this type of incense below those who died with some type of stomach disorder because it would smell. So they placed the mugmar below it to help get rid of that bad odor. Those who were alive, who were suffering from such an illness, they were embarrassed that when they would die, they'd have the same thing and everyone would know that they have this disease. So iskinu sheyumnichen tachas akol, they made it the kind that everyone should have this mugmar, this incense below their coffin. Bipnei krodin shel choli me'ayim chaim, to respect those who were alive and suffering with such an illness. Barishona initially hayumat bilin es hakelim agabi nidos mesos. Initially, what would happen is a person would have a kelim to be tovel, so they would use it. They would be tovel on because the women who died. I mean, they would immerse it at the same time that the, 1 second here. Before they die, which shot was that? Was that Rashi? Yeah, Rashi, Agave Nida Mesis. Hakelim Shenishtam Shubahen Be'odan Bechayim Shenitbu B'nigiyasan Shanida Matama B'nigiyasa Adam V'kelim. So those kelim that this woman had touched while she's still Nida, and she died as a Nida, so we assume she never took them to the mikvah to be matar them because she died b'taras Nida, so we take them all the kelim in her under possession to the mikvah. But what happened was, Hayu Nidos Chayas Mizbaishos, the women who were Nida alive were very embarrassed and ashamed by this. So Hiskinu Sheyu Matabilan Al Gavi Kol Anoshim. They made a halacha that all women who die, whether Benida or not Benida, they would tovel their Kalim. Bipnei Kvodon Shel Nidos Chayas, out of respect for the women who were alive, and Bitaras Nida. Barishona initially Matabilan Agabi Zavin Mesim, a man who's a Zav is also Matame Kalim. The halacha is that anyone who's an Avatuma, so the Avatuma has the ability to be Matame Kalim. We learned this in Maseches Chagiga. So an Avatuma such as a Zav, a Nida, they're Matame Kalim. So what happened was they were Matabilan, all the Kalim, Agabi Zavin Mesim. Those who were in the state of Zav when they were alive, they were very embarrassed by this. So Eskinu Shehu Matbilan Al Gav Hakol, they said every man who dies, they would have to be Matbil the Kalim, the Ibn Ekfodan, Shozovim Chaim. Barishona, this is the last one, I think. Barishona initially, Haisa Hotza Sameis Kasha Lekrov of Yosmi Misasa. For many, it was harder to see the relative being taken out and buried than it was to hear of the death. So Achihu Krova Manichan Osam Navorchim, oftentimes, apparently, the relatives would leave the mace and just run away. They just couldn't handle the burial. So Ad Shabbat Rabbi Gamliel Vinog Kalos Rosh Biatzmo, Rabbi Gamliel himself, he said he could treat me lightly when I die, he said.
Well, the kashis here was expensive.
Oh, that's why, okay,
the
that makes...
The funerals were too expensive.
There we go, so that's the next statement. So V'yatzim B'klipisha, he was willing to be buried in a very simple linen garment in order to save the expense. So that's the issue. Now that it was too hard emotionally, it was a financial strain. They couldn't afford the very fancy tachrichin, the fancy coffin, the fancy plot to buy. It was all very expensive. So the custom had been from the times of Rabbi Gamliel to always be buried in very simple type of tachrichin. So Amar Papa, va'inna nowadays nag alma afilu b'tzar der barzuza. Nowadays people get buried in just a small piece of what it says here, canvas of just a zuz. There's a discussion. Tosos says in Ksubas, at the end of Ksubas, he has a two dayas. What people are going to be wearing when Tchias HaMesim? Are they going to be wearing what they were buried in, or are they going to be wearing what they used to wear? I guess they didn't have some clothing back there, but whatever they're accustomed to wearing, that's part of the shaila. So it comes up very importantly when we bury them in a talis, and there's tzitzis, so do those tzitzis have to be kosher or not when they get up? Are they going to be ready to wear talis with a kosher talis, or no, we pasul the talis? That's a big discussion in the poskim. What? I don't know the ma'aseh, what we do. I really don't know. I know it's a discussion in Tosfos and the poskim. The different ways, if one pasul, there's a discussion I know that they have in the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, that sometimes you tie the two corners together, because that doesn't pasul because you just simply untie it. So then they say, cut off a corner if it's pasul. So what's going to happen when he gets from Tchias HaMesim? He's wearing pasul talis. So I know that's the back and forth. The ma'aseh, what's done, I don't know. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ein manichin es ha-mita berchov. The Mishnah says you don't place the mita in the street during Chol HaMoed, because we don't, again, want to encourage any hespedim on Chol HaMoed. So Amar Papa, Ein moed b'fnei tamen chacham, when it's a tamen chacham who dies, there is no Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed does not get in the way, and there is a hesped l'chava the tamen chacham. The kol shekein Chanukah Purim, certainly the death and the levaya takes place on these days, which are less, have less kedusha than Chol HaMoed itself. The honey mile b'fanav, this is only true in the presence of the mace tamen chacham, is there an inyan of hesped. Aval shalom b'fanav, if the mace the tamen chacham is not present, then it's aser to give a hesped. Aini, is this really true? V'ha Rav Kana safte l'Rav Zvid min harda b'fum nara. Wasn't Rav Kana eulogizing Rav Zvid on the city of Pumnara, which apparently the assumption is that Rav Zvid wasn't there. His body wasn't there. So Gemara says, Amar, and it was Chol HaMoed as well. So Amar Rav Papi, Yom Shmua Hava, it was the day he heard it, Ukibifan of Dami. The day one hears of the death of a Tamar Chacham, that day is Kibifan of, and you can't be masped even if he's not present. Any day thereafter is considered Shalom B'fanava, and you cannot be maspid if he's not present. So Amr Ula says, Hesped al Lev. The idea of a Hesped is on the chest, which he explains that you hit the chest. You have to bang the chest. Rashi says, Mitapeach keneged alev. Hitting the chest, that's against a lev. That's what a Hesped is. Dichsiv al Shadayim Softim. On the chest, they would eulogize. Tipuach biyad. They would, tipuach b'yad means, when the word tipuach mentioned in the Mishnah, it means using a hand. And when kilos is mentioned in the psukim, it means beregel, with your feet. You stamp with your feet. So Tanya Rabbanan, hamakales lo yikales besandel el beminal. One who stamps his feet out of vedals, he shouldn't be using a sandal, rather he should be wearing a shoe. Bipnasakan is dangerous. A person slams a foot and he's wearing Crocs, something that's not very, very strong, he could hurt his foot, break his foot. You need to have strong leather shoes in order to take the impact of stamping on the ground when one does this for vedals. I've never seen this practice before, but many of the customs of vedals are not done anymore. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avel Kaven Shinana Rosho. Once an Avel nods the head, so Shuv Eim Nachman Roshan Leishav Etzlo. You give a little nod, and that's your exit from the base of Avel, according to the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Chayavim La'amur B'bnei Nasi. Well, everyone needs to stand for Nasi, Chutz Me Avel V'chola. This is not practiced so much. People don't realize this. Salacha, if a person sitting Be'avelis and a Talmud Chacham or a rabbi walks in, they usually stand up for them. But Lach is, he's not supposed to stand up. It says everyone stands for Nasi, except for Avel V'chola. They remain sitting, even if a Nasi walks in to be Menachem Avel. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lakol Omrim Lehem Shavu, you always tell everyone, sit down. When the Nasi walks in, I remember when they practiced elementary school, the rule was when a principal walked in, so everyone, the class would stand up for Rabbi Applebaum, for Rabbi Silverman, and then they say, oh, everyone, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Shavu, sit. So that's halacha. You're supposed to say, sit down. Chutz mi avel v'chola, but someone who's sick and someone who's an avel, you do not say, sit down. Because, what's the reason why? Rashi says, I think.
They weren't supposed to get up.
Right, but once they did get up, though, I thought the idea is we don't want to place them like shavu. It's like a bad bad simon for them to sit back down. It's a bad place of mazel ra, I thought.
You know what?
The Tosus
here?
You can sit without waiting for... Normally you have to wait for a shus from the nasi to sit down if you stand up. But not the oval.
The bottom l'chol omrim perish tamidi chachamim she'omdim tarach lomar shavu. When a tamid chacham stands up, that's who the nasi says sit. Aval v'chol afilu omdim, even if they stand ain tarach lomar shavu. You don't have to tell them to sit down. They didn't have to stand up in the first place. They don't need permission to sit down. Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Avel Yom Rishon Aser Lechel Lechem Mishalo. He's not allowed to eat food from his own. The person shouldn't eat his own bread. There's a machlok as we showed him. I don't know if it's here or elsewhere, whether it's the first meal or the first day. Yes, you look at Tosas here. Dibur Maschil Yom Rishon Aser Lechel Mishalo. Pirashti lemala afilo ochel kama pamim b'osa yom de lo katani suda rishona. The Tosa says here, he says earlier that the entire first day, but other Rishonim argue that it's only the first meal. There's a chakir, they say in the Rishonim, it's brought down in Primer Gadim, I think Rav Soloveitchik writes this as well in his Sefer Navelus, whether or not the Indian of Sudas Havra is a din in the chesed, there's a chesed upon the friends to give, or there's just stam and iser, he can't eat from his own food. There's master from the Gemara here in the Cheskel, lechem anoshim lo socha, there's an iser for him to eat. He can't refuse, he has to accept the food, but if it's an din of chesed, so once they showed the chesed, the willingness to give it over, so then if he doesn't want to have it, they'd still fulfill the obligation of getting a suvas havra. I don't know if it's brought down here at all, but okay. The Gemara now says weiter. Rabba Rav Yosef Mechalfas Udasai Lahadade. So they would exchange meals. Whenever one of them was an Avel, so the other one would give the other one a meal, and then they'd return that favor when the other one became an Avel. So we have this, I think they did this together in Purim as well, these two. Yeah, okay, so they had a good relationship. Both the Purim and Avelis, they had this custom. So, what? Yeah. They quoted down there also?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Different Amoraim. Okay. So Amar Yehuda Amarav, Meis Ba'ir, if the person died within a city, Kol B'nei Ha'ir Asurin Ba'asiyas Melacha, the entire city, the entire town is asked to do any work. I think it's only until if you know people are involved. That means if no one's dealing with the mace. If you have people dealing with the mace, then of course the rest of the town is allowed to work. Rav Hamnuna Ikle L'Darumusa, once he visited this place called Darumusa, And Shama Kol Shipura de Shichva, he heard the sound of a shofar that they apparently made when someone had died. Chaza Hanach In Shedika of the Avidasa, he saw people working. So Amalo, he says to them, Levi Hanach In Sheva Shamta, you people should be excommunicated for working the time a person died. So Lo Shichva Ikub Masa, is it not a person who was Shichva, a person who died in the city? So Amalo, they said to Rav Amnuna, I apologize, but Chavrusa Ikub Masa, we have got a Chever Kaddish here, they take care of it. Amalu, he says, oh, if that's the case, Ihachi, Shari Lechu, I'm going to release you from your Shamta. So Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Kola Miskashel, Mesa Yos Medai, a person who takes it too hard, grieves too much over a death, Al Mes Acher Huboche, it's really that he's crying over a previous, another death that happened earlier. No, the story, Dr. Pelkvist tells a story about a woman who lost her husband when she was very young, and she barely cried at the funeral, but she got married to a second husband, and later in life, when he died, she was crying like crazy. I explained because the first death, she didn't have a chance to cry. She had young kids she had to take care of. She didn't have a moment to really mourn. But when the second husband died and everything came back together, so then the crying was really the real b'chiyad later on was really based, was really for the earlier death that she had. Al meis acher hu bocher. He it's Davas Bishivuse de Rav Huna. There's a certain woman who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, and Havalu Shiva Bene, and she had seven children, seven sons. Meis Chaminai, one of them died, Havakabachia Beserasa Alai, and she was crying excessively over this child. Shalach la Rav Huna, Rav Huna sent a message to her. Lo Tav Dihachi, don't do this, don't be Kalmes Kasha Al Mesa Yosemidai, it's too much crying. So Lo Ashkech Bei, she didn't listen to him. Shalach Lai sent her again. Yitzayef Temut, if you listen to me, everything's going to be okay. But Vilov, if you don't listen to me, Tzavis is Vadha Liidach, there's going to be something else to cry over. Meis, another son died. Umeisa Kula, all the children died. And Lasof, in the end of the day, Amar Lai, Timush is Vadha Lanavshech, you are pretty much preparing yourself for all of this. And Meis, and she died as well. Al Tivku, the Pasuk says, Al Tivku Lameis Val Ta'anudu Lo, do not cry over those who die, and don't shake your head for them. What does this mean? Of course you could die when someone cries. Tivku lemeis yosemi die. What that means is don't cry too much. Val tanudu lo, what it means is yosemi kashir, don't shake your head too much. Okay, so what's considered a reasonable amount of crying? Shloshi yamim levichi, 3 days of crying is acceptable. Shivel hespit, 7 days of eulogizing. Vishloshim legiut letisparas, and 30 days of laundering clothing and getting a haircut. From that point on, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Rachmanim Bo Yosemi Meni, are you more compassionate on the people who die than I am? You're crying much more. I already got over it, Hashem says. You need to get over it as well. So, Bichu Vachu Laholech, so those who cry, very intense crying for ones who, those who go away, the Pasuk says, Amar Rav Yehuda Laholech Blo Banim, those who leave without any children, that's what the Pasuk refers to. That's the crying, one who leaves nothing behind. Rabbi Shuben Levi, Lo Azul Bei Avli, he wouldn't go to a Beis Avil, El Man De Azul Blo Bani, only to, he was so busy. So he chose where he would go to. The only Beis Avil he would go to would be to a Beis Avil, had no children sing Shiva. Dichsiv Becho Becho Lahole Ki Lo Yashiv Od Vira Es Eretz Molado. Because there's a heavy crying over those who leave, and they left no one behind them to sit Shiva and say Kaddish for them. So Rav Huna Amar, Zesh Avra Aveira V'Shana Ba. Now this pasuk is referring to, what's the Bechos Bacho talking about? Those who did a sin and repeated the sin yet again, that's what the excessive crying is talking about here. And Rav Huna L'Tameh, because the Amar Rav Huna, Kevin Shavra Adam Aveira V'Shana Ba, Huchalo. So he holds it, he's a famous one behind the statement, well, a person violates one Aveira, and does the second time, it's permitted, he's allowed to do the Aveira. So Gemara asks, Huchalo, becomes permitted? A guy violates Avodah Zarah twice, and by the third time he's allowed to do Avodah Zarah? Kasaka Daitech, would anyone have such a Havamina? Ala'im Anas is Loketer, he becomes desensitized to doing the Aveira, and it becomes, in his eyes at least, it becomes permissible. So Amar Rabbi Levi, Avel Shloshi Yomim Harishonim Yira Es Atzmo, Kilu Cherev Munechaz Lo Bein Shtei Yirei Chosav. A person mourning the first 3 days should view himself as a sword between his legs. Mishlosha Ad Shiva, from 3 to 7, Kilu Munechaz Lo Kenegdo Bekeren Davis, view the sword as lying in front of him, somewhere in the corner, there's some level of sakana that's over his head. And then, Mikan Ve'elach, after the 7 days, Kilo Averis Kenegad Bashuk, just view it as a sword passed in front of him in the Shuk, there's less danger for him. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll get to hopefully the last couple lines. And then Thursday we'll have the